Welcome, everybody. It's time for another episode of WVU Marketing Communications Today. Live from West Virginia University, the only syndicated show that sits at the intersection of data-driven decision-making and marketing practice today. With your host, today our host is Cindy Greenglass. Hey, Cindy, how are you?
Hey, Paul, I'm great. How are you doing today?
Okay, how's West Virginia looking today?
Oh, everything's beautiful and sunny and bright. It's spring has finally arrived for us, thank heavens.
So who'd you bring along today?
Well, today I'm thrilled to have with us a gentleman named Keith Quisenberry. And Keith is a social media marketing professor, a researcher, an author, and a consultant. He's also a contributing author to two really well-known publications, Entrepreneur and Harvard Business Review. And he has just released the second edition of his social media strategy book, in which he discusses the latest updates in social media marketing. He talks about strategies and tactics behind organizations' digital marketing efforts. Prior to teaching, Keith spent 17 years in marketing and advertising at some really well-known advertising agencies, such as BBDO. And he currently is adjunct professor at West Virginia University and assistant professor of marketing at Messiah College. So I'm thrilled to have Keith with us today.
Oh, hi. Yes. Hi, Cindy. Thank you for having me. Sorry, I didn't know it was my turn to talk.
She gave you a great introduction, and we're all waiting. And I guess it was sinking in on you here.
Yes. You made me sound better than I feel like I am, but I'll give you my best and hopefully give some people some great insights.
Well, Keith, I'm thrilled to have you with us today. And, you know, just to set the stage, what we're going to talk about is simplifying social media metrics. You know, metrics are just simply the standards of measurement by which, you know, efficiency, performance, or progress can be assessed. But in social media, it gets a lot more complicated, and it gets complicated quickly, as Keith says, with the amount of data and options that we have, what's collected, where it's collected. And so I wanted to kind of kick us off. And Keith, I'd like to start with this question where you said it gets complicated quickly and say, you know, tell me what you mean by that.
Yeah, you know, just for example, if we look at some of the top social media channels and what is actually available through their analytics programs, their insights programs, so Facebook Insights, it can give you all kinds of data. It can give you metrics on page posts, such as likes, unlikes, organic likes, paid likes, reach, engagement rate, impressions, demographic information. It can also give you detailed video stats, including views for 3 seconds, 30 seconds, 95% of total video length. Then if you jump into Twitter, Twitter gives you similar information on mentions, follows, and tweets linking to you, engagement rates, link clicks, retweets, and then you get into LinkedIn and Pinterest and Instagram, and they all have these very detailed, specific metrics. And it can get very overwhelming quickly, and there's almost too much to measure if you don't kind of know what you're trying to measure and what you're trying to prove.
Holy cow, that's a lot of data. Yeah, I didn't even realize that there was that much that you could measure just in that brief description. It does seem not only complicated, it's a lot of data which can be good, but yeah, how do you make sense of all of those individual metrics? I mean, where do you even start?
Yeah, you have to make it to make all that data actionable or understandable. You have to understand the bigger picture, and what I like to associate that with is understanding your unique business goals. You know, recent data says that over 90% of medium and large businesses have used social media in their marketing for 5 years or longer. Yet, the CMO survey reveals that nearly half of marketers are unable to show the impact of their social media investments. They're still struggling to prove that ROI. And I think what's happening is too many of them are getting caught up in these smaller metrics. Like, sometimes they're called vanity metrics, the likes, the comments, the shares. So if you just start with your you know existing social channels and you set objectives to just increase our likes, comments, and shares, then social media is just a self-fulfilling prophecy, and you don't know if all that activity is actually leading back to your business objectives. So what you need to do is go back to the business and ask yourself, what is ultimately success being measured upon? What is our business trying to do? And it can be things like increased sales or change the perception of the company. Perhaps you had a recent crisis and people, there was bad negative news about the company. You want to change that perception and you want to increase positive sentiment versus negative sentiment. Maybe you're a nonprofit and you need more donations or volunteers. So you need to start there, then work your way through to the unique, specific social media metrics that are going to show progress towards those larger business goals.
Very interesting. So I want to just follow up on that for a minute. The folks that have responsibility for their social media, the marketers who are in charge of the social media channel, do you think that they have visibility into the business goals? Is it a reasonable expectation that they should be aware of what the business is looking to achieve or what those overall business or marketing objectives are?
I think, you know, they should be asking those questions. They may not have access to that. And, you know, if you get a project and you're working on it and you may not have access to the marketing plan and you don't know what those larger objectives are, but to me, you can't have an effective social media strategy unless you understand what those business objectives are. So what I would do is I would first just start asking questions. If a client comes to me and they say, I just want you to do social media, I'm not just going to be happy with increasing, you know, like, shares, and comments on the existing social channels. I want to ask them, you know, what numbers must you hit? How do you know you are successful? How does your boss judge your success? What has changed recently that's challenging your company? What do your stakeholders care about most? And, you know, you may then pull out increasing sales generating leads, improving customer satisfaction, then go back and then start looking at your social media. And the first thing you may learn is, you know, their business objective is related to a certain target market, and we're not even on the social channel that target market is most active on. Then you need to start even changing your tactics.
Huh, interesting. Yeah, that's good, because I think so many of us marketers, we get, or, you know, in business in general, if you're individual contributors and you're so focused on delivering on tactics, right, sometimes you forget, you know, the forest for the trees, just bringing your head up and asking that bigger question that, you know, what are we trying to solve for? What is the overall marketing objective we're trying to achieve or the business objective? It's good to remind us to ask that question.
Yeah, I have like a off the top of my head, here's a good example. A social media-focused objective would be something like, within 6 months, grow our number of fans and increase engagement on Facebook by posting a minimum 5 times a week. Pretty good, specific, time-bound, quantifiable, measurable objective, but it's only social media-focused. Instead, you want to look for something like, increase awareness of the brand by 20% for people ages 18 to 24 within 6 months. And then you're looking at the bigger picture, and you're like, okay, so I need to increase awareness of the brand for this age group. Where is that age group active? Well, they're not on Facebook. Actually, they're on Instagram and Snapchat. So suddenly now you're even playing in the right social channel, and then you're looking at the metrics that are going to help you measure that.
That's a great example. Thank you, Keith. That's a great example. While we're on that and looking for some good examples, is there a simple way to link social media metrics, right, to the business marketing objective like you just shared with us? I understand in your book that you have some templates that you share.
Yeah, I actually created a social media metrics template, and the template itself is very simple, but it's purposely simple to kind of weed through all these this data and all the possibilities. And basically, what you do is it's a simple grid. On the left side, you list your social media channels. So you'll have, you know, if you have a Facebook account, an Instagram account, LinkedIn, and YouTube, for example. And then across the top, you're going to list your business objectives. So objective one may be to increase awareness. Objective two may be to generate a certain number of leads, increase positive to negative sentiment. And then what you do is you just go down, and by channel and by objective, you establish a key performance indicator that's going to, from that specific social channel, that gives you an indication that you're meeting that objective. So, you know, if it's the sentiment, you would do a simple, you know, positive to negative sentiment on Facebook, and that would indicate whether you're meeting that business objective. Or if it's sales, you actually have e-commerce for your brand. Then you're going to look at your Google Analytics reports and see if the social channel is driving traffic to your website, and then what percentage of those people are actually going through and generating a sale.
So this, you make it sound very nice and simple and really easy to follow. I think this will be a great tool for our listeners to take a look at. So this is in your recently published book, the second edition of Social Media Strategy, correct?
Yes, but I also have all the main templates and guides from the book are on my website. You can download them for free as PDFs.
Ah, and what website is that?
It's postcontrolmarketing.com, postcontrolmarketing.com.
Great. Well, we're going to be taking a quick break in a couple of minutes here, and for Paul to chime in. And while we're on break, Keith, I'd like you to think about sharing with us any other valuable tools that you can recommend to our listeners that can help link social data to those business objectives. I think this is such an important part of what us marketers lack sometimes, is making that connection from the social to the actual business objectives. So when we come back, let's pick it up with Keith Quisenberry. Paul, I'm going to hand it back to you.
Okay, and I'll pick it up and remind everybody that, you know, marketing is more than ads and press releases. It really is. Marketing is about building relationships. Well, one place you can build relationships and connect with other marketing professionals is at West Virginia University's upcoming Integrate Conference in Morgantown, West Virginia. It's being held this summer, August 1st through the 4th. Perfect time to visit the area and network and learn from industry leaders. Speakers represent large and innovative organizations like Cisco and Facebook, as well as agencies like Cappuccino and Fujikata. Register today at integrate.wvu.edu. That's the Integrate Conference at West Virginia University coming up this summer. Integrate.wvu.edu. And after you do that, you might look at the whole overall online data marketing communications program, which West Virginia University offers, which sponsors this program. It's the first graduate program to focus on data's impact on marketing communications. Learn innovative strategies from award-winning faculty as you shape the future of marketing. Learn more at, here's some more letters to write down, dmc.wvu.edu. DMC for Digital or Data Marketing Communications Program, dmc.wvu.edu. All right, let's go back to Cindy, who I'm sure has lots of letters after her name as well.
You did really well on it this
time.
I'm getting
better.
Paul. I know. I tease you sometimes. It's hard to get all those letters. It's a little bit of an alphabet soup, isn't it? Well, thank you, Paul. Right before the break, Keith and I were talking about linking social media metrics to overall business objectives, and I asked Keith to think about, are there some other tools in addition to his the templates that he shared with us available for free on his website that he could also recommend to our listeners? And Keith, have you had a chance to think of a couple of those tools you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yes, one of the one of the most valuable tools is, of course, Google Analytics. But Google Analytics has specific social reports, and these are especially useful in breaking down your social traffic to know how and which social media marketing is working best for you. There's actually a social conversions report, and that will show which social networks are leading to website conversions. And you can decide, you can set up what those conversions mean. It could be a direct sale, it could be a download, an email subscription, an event registration, a quote request, whatever that conversion is, and then it'll give you a report and it'll tell you which social media actions and channels are delivering those conversions. And you can even set specific dollar values to the conversion. How much is that, if it's a sale, it's how much they spent. But you could say, for the number, 40% of our quote requests actually end up in a B2B sale, and you can kind of figure out, well, what is a quote request worth, and you sign that dollar value to it, and then you're getting true ROI on that social media investment.
Aha. Excellent. What about other monitoring and analytic tools beyond Google Analytics? Is there any others that you can think of that we can use?
Yeah, if you're not using a social media publishing and listening and monitoring program, you want to look at something like a Hootsuite, or if you have a robust CRM, customer relationship management program like Salesforce, you can use their social media platform to really track this into your current customers and leads. There's a new one that I just heard about that your public relations listeners may be especially interested in. It's called TrendKite, and I think as a discipline, public relations is really kind of kicked off social media, kind of owned it, and then for a while here it's kind of been taken away from them with marketing and advertising people, and now they're coming back, and I think a lot of them are really trying to emphasize this metrics and measuring performance. So this TrendKite has created a very robust measurement system where they're tracking not just impressions of your articles, but they're pulling it back to delivering traffic to websites and engagement and awareness, search engine optimization, how much did that earned media actually contribute to driving traffic to the website? It's not just the traditional advertising or digital marketing that's contributing to that. So it helps public relations really justify what they're doing in social.
And how do you spell that?
It's TrendKite.
Mm-hmm.
KITE.
AITE?
KITE.
KITE. Oh, like a kite.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, TrendKite. I got it now.
Yes.
Thank you for spelling that out for me. Good. Good recommendation there for us. Thank you, Keith. I'm going to change gears on us just a little bit and ask you, we were talking about public relations, and yes, they traditionally had more of the softer metrics, and how they've embraced this very much, and they're looking at KPIs and ways to measure the impact of their profession and their efforts and tactics on business objectives. But let's say, what is, in your opinion, what do you think the biggest mistake that marketers in general still make when it comes to metrics and social media? What comes to mind for you?
Again, it's just this, I think we're thinking too small. And, you know, we just go into it and we take an existing social channel and set goals for raising numbers of engagement numbers, more followers, more likes, more comments, more shares. And I just feel like it's a social media only perspective, and you have to get to think outside of that. You have to connect those social media actions to broader business goals from the beginning. Then you're backtracking later, and you're trying to justify the management, the spending, and you know they're going to be asking you questions like, well, how much is a like really worth? And how do I know that like translated into a sale or, you know, whatever they're looking for? So I would try to think of it in terms of Jay Baer from Convince and Convert actually suggests think of social media metrics in categories. This is another way to approach it. You have your consumption metrics, and that's more of those smaller metrics, how many people viewed, downloaded, listened to the content if it's a podcast. And then your sharing metrics. You know, how often is it shared? How many people are seeing it? And then you get into the lead gen metrics. This is where you have to move beyond those. How often is the social media content resulting in a lead? And then the sale, the final sale, which would be going to the ultimate, bottom line proof that it generated a sale. A sale was made from the social media content.
So it sounds like many of us are stuck in the tactic and looking at it, you said, too small. We have to think at a broader, start at the top in those categories, consumption, sharing, lead generation, sales being some of the major categories, and then drill down into how does that specific social media channel deliver on tactically on meeting those objectives.
Yeah, and you know, if you don't go back and start there, you know, most companies they didn't start with a social plan. It was just an add-on to their existing marketing, advertising, public relations plans. And let's open up a Facebook page, let's open up a Twitter page, and they just started doing things, but they never started at the beginning with the strategic business goal. And you may find, I mean, you're operating under the false assumption that if I just take my current social media channels and I just increase my activity, that's going to lead to success. Well, that might not actually lead to success. You might be on the wrong channel. And actually, some people have done research. I think it was Sprout Social. They did an experiment where they posted less content on their Facebook page and they got higher engagement numbers from posting less content. And I think we just think that let's just increase the number of activity, and that's going to lead to meeting our business objectives, and that's a false premise sometimes.
That's for sure. The concept that sometimes less is more. More is not always more, right?
Exactly.
Well, some of this may have, we've gotten ourselves perhaps into a little bit of this situation because many companies dove into social media, like you said, when we first started by saying, let's be on social. We have to be because that's the thing, but never really identified what the goals were for social or what place social had in the overall marketing mixture. And so it's just like, well, we have to be there. And now we're like, well, what are we getting from that? But we don't know because we didn't define it as a business objective in the first place. Right. So
exactly.
Now we should step back and use this as an opportunity to say, okay, why are we there? And are we in the right place?
Exactly. And you know, the other thing we kind of forget is when we added it a piecemeal, it was just another channel to deliver the content we were creating. Sprout Social has done other research where they found that only 1 in 10 social messages that require a response are responded to by a brand. So the other thing we do is we just kind of publish, and then we never follow up with interaction. And we forget that it's actually a two-way medium. And I think the real return on investment comes from engagement, and that's something that we're really not doing. So you may not get the sale just from publishing that one post, but when you start engaging with that customer and actually talking to them in real time, that may generate the sale.
Yeah, I've actually had that experience myself where I've done posting and have been with a brand that I thought very highly of and was so disappointed with their lack of engagement that it had a very negative impact for me on my perception of the brand. I mean, it was a rather damaging experience. And, you know, when I came into it positively and I saw they were saying how engaged and interested they were in their customers and you saw the complete lack of engagement, it actually had a negative impact on my experience with the brand. So we have to be careful of that.
Exactly.
Keith, there's so much we could talk about, and I hate to have to wrap up here because I'd like to hear more from you. I would encourage our listeners to go to your website and take a read of your book as well. But before we say goodbye, I'd just like to ask you, I know you teach emerging media at West Virginia University in the Master of Science program for IMC, Integrated Marketing Communications. Share with us your experience and what it's like for you.
Yeah, I think it's an amazing program. What really is beneficial, I think, is the diverse background and experience of the professors and the students that end up in the classroom from literally around the world. So, you know, you have this excellent foundation of the best practices and concepts and theories that are brought to the classroom, but then everyone has diverse business backgrounds and unique current situations, and when you bring that to the discussion, you come up with such a rich experience of how to apply these. And you know, I have so many students that, like, literally they learned it today and they apply it the next day in their job, or the report they created for work or for class, they turn into a report that they're a proposal for their boss to do something different in their current job, and that's, it's very rewarding for me to see that.
Great. Well, I think I learned something today I can apply as soon as we finish this call. So thank you so much, Keith Quisenberry, for your input today and for joining us on our show. Paul, I'm going to turn it back over to you and have a good day.
You've been listening to another episode of WVU Marketing Communications Today.